both of their tastes. It was very hoogly, cosy and tranquil, but not quite large enough for the future she'd dreamed up for them. Nursing her tea, Tabitha's thoughts returned to the previous evening. All she knew was that she didn't know who or what to believe. That made her very uncomfortable. Her best friend Melissa had been acting differently recently, but did that mean any of it was true? Lofty nudged her, a reminder that she wasn't permitted to pause her stroking efforts. She loved how the dog was always able to keep her mind in the present. She needed to stop worrying about other people's problems. An alarm sounded upstairs, and the time for contemplative tea drinking was over. Tabitha got up to boil the kettle again, this time with Lofty trailing her in the hope of being offered breakfast. Despite having been given his dry biscuits, Lofty followed her up the stairs while she made the coffee delivery to Andy. It made her smile.